So it's a very nice morning, nice and bright. It was when I came in, but in this ever-changing world, of course, it might be really gloomy when we get out from here. But I looked at the sunshine today and I thought, well, this is an excellent day to begin study of the Diamond Sutra, as it's popularly known as. The full title, in fact, is Vajracchedika Prajnaparamita Sutra. The Sutra, the word of the Buddha on the perfection of wisdom that cuts like a diamond, that cuts like a thunderbolt, the Vajra being a diamond or a thunderbolt. This is a hugely important and influential sutra, and it's been so throughout Buddhist history. Wherever you go in the Buddhist tradition, in India, in Tibet, in China, in Japan, in Korea, in Central Asia, everywhere you find reference to the Diamond Sutra. It's had an influence on all schools and all developments in Buddhism, all the major developments in Buddhism. So incredibly important. It's been commented upon by the different masters throughout the tradition: Asanga, Vasubandhu, Han Shan, Tibetan commentaries, Chinese commentaries. In Chan Buddhism, early Chan Buddhism, it was the sutra, it was the text whereby the transmission would take place. You might remember from reading the Sutra of Huineng that when he went to his teacher, the fifth patriarch, to receive the transmission, it was through the fifth patriarch reading to him the Diamond Sutra. So extraordinarily important. And it's important in the West as well. It's been important in the West and still is. It was one of the earliest sutras translated in the 19th century. Max Müller did an early translation, and various others have translated. In fact, there are numerous translations from the Sanskrit, the Chinese, the Japanese, the Korean, the Tibetan, and so on and so forth. I just tapped in Diamond Sutra on the on Google, and you know, so much came up. Kind of, I just stopped. I just sort of thought, well, I'm not going to look at any of it because it's too bewildering. It's enough to go with Konza's translation. And the Diamond Sutra has been hugely important for our own order and within the FWBO, because it was Sangharakshita, well, before he was Sangharakshita, when he was Dennis Lingwood, at the age of 16, this was his first Buddhist text that he encountered. The Diamond Sutra and the Sutra of Huineng, they were the first two things that he read at the age of 16. And when he read the Diamond Sutra, he realised that he was a Buddhist, and in fact that he'd always been a Buddhist. He'd been a Buddhist from the very beginning, whatever that might mean. The truth contained in the Diamond Sutra, he said, he knew what the Diamond Sutra was on about. The Diamond Sutra, his Dharma eye opened to some extent, very careful to add that, to some extent. In other words, he saw things. He had some sort of perfect vision moment experience. And of course, out of that experience of reading the Diamond Sutra, everything else has unfolded. You could say from the Diamond Sutra comes this, comes Padmaloka, comes a retreat like this on the Diamond Sutra. In the early 1980s, he led a seminar on the Diamond Sutra, I think on the second of the Tuscany ordination retreats. And eventually that seminar found an edited version of it, found its way into Wisdom Beyond Words, which is probably, I think, one of his most, not that popular, but I know a lot of people find Wisdom Beyond Words, the different commentaries he's done on perfection of wisdom, literature and lectures he's done on it, people have found it really inspiring, helpful, useful. And I know people who read and reread Wisdom Beyond Words.